Bernadette Wilson. I am an oral and neck facial surgeon. I went to school at the University of Michigan as an undergrad, and then I did not practice dentistry. It was not for me. And I knew that probably about day two of dental school, but I had committed to it. So I went right to residency. I did my residency at Mayo Clinic in Rochester. I really like the intensity of surgery. I like the, it feels important what I'm doing. I like taking care of the entire patient. And in surgery, because you're contemplating both their medical issues as well as their dental issues, that you're really combining the specialties, medicine and dentistry. And I felt general dentistry was limiting to me. Well, I think more and more research does demonstrate that the oral health impacts our general health in so many different ways, so many different ways. But the part about surgery that I really enjoy is that it's not always oral and maxillofacial surgery. Basically, in my career, spanned from here to here. And that included facial trauma, it included aesthetic surgeries, it included, caring for a wide range of patients. And so I think, again, in one respect, that's where dentistry for me was limited to the oral cavities specifically, and this surgery is much broader. The impact in terms of general health is tremendous, and we're learning more about that all the time. But what I loved about surgery is, you know, you're often confronted with a problem and a significant problem, for example, in the case of trauma, and you're really a key component in correcting that. The smile is huge. I mean, just having a smile when you interact with people, it really makes people much more confident, much more comfortable, and restoring those smiles. And the same thing with facial trauma. When you have patients who've been through facial trauma and reconstructing the face, it really makes a tremendous impact on people emotionally. And that's always appealed to me. I really like taking care of the whole person. Because I was over in Kalispell, and Kalispell, Whitefish, Columbia Falls, and probably once or twice a year we would have a bear mauling coming out of Glacier Park or one of the reservations. And those are quite disfiguring. And that is something really, really fulfilling about putting a person back together for myself, emotionally. But it's also a challenge. I mean, those can be extremely destructive injuries. And I really thrived on that. Now, I don't do facial trauma now. I haven't so far established that practice here in the Great Falls, Helena area. I'm certainly willing to contemplate it again, but I came directly from Wisconsin. There weren't any bear maulings in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Holy cow, let me count the ways. It's just stunningly beautiful everywhere you look, whether it's the plains, whether it's the mountains, it's the rivers, the ranges, forest, and wildlife. It's a gift to live here. And I think anyone who's living in Montana is a very lucky person. And the other thing is the people here. I mean, people are good in the Midwest, but there is a different character in Montana. It's just a very open, an open heart, an open soul, helpful, just, encompassing, embracing communities. Bringing me on is a real attempt for us to offer greater availability. I think there's been a challenge sometimes in the past for patients to find time, but bringing me on will open more opportunities to schedule patients both in Helena and, of course, really expand the opportunities for Great Falls patients. And so I think they're really trying to expand that and really integrate into the community, particularly in Great Falls. That's where I'm living. I'm buying a house. That's where I'll be. That will be my home. And I think the other thing that's really important about this practice and why I was very comfortable joining is there's a real commitment to caring for people a lot of people in Montana are challenged, as in other other states, and they're on Medicaid. And Medicaid is a difficult insurance for dentists, oral surgeons, whatever the specialty, just as in medicine, to deal with. It's challenging in terms of the bureaucracy. The patients are often challenging because they have all kinds of other issues in their lives. And the reimbursement really isn't very good. And so in Montana, like many other states, very few dentists and almost no oral surgeons take Medicaid. And I really appreciate that this practice is committed to taking care of all people, including those that are on Medicaid. And that is unique and rare. I had a patient once who brought me a bunch of stickers, SpongeBob stickers, and I put the stickers up in my office. Well, it was kind of like opening up a hose, I guess, because then patients, my staff, started bringing me SpongeBob everything, stuffed SpongeBob, SpongeBob beanbag, SpongeBob basketball hoop, stickers, ceramics, mugs, rugs, towels, blankets. And it just swelled into a SpongeBob thing. And I mean, I love it. SpongeBob as a character, it's hilarious. Now, for me, I think there's a little adult humor in there. And so I mean, I think it's very skillfully written, amusing, and it's been a way for me to break the ice with patients and created kind of a persona for me as well. Being in Montana makes me happy. Friends, family, my dogs are a source of joy. Being outdoors, hiking, kayaking, I love to be on the water. I'm not a fisher person nor a hunter, but I totally endorse that. Family full of hunters. Skiing, I love downhill skiing, which in Wisconsin I just really wasn't. But you can't really compare that. You can't compare that to, you know, the experience here in Montana. So I'm excited to get on the slopes this winter. Maybe one thing that people wouldn't know is I'm kind of addicted to news. I am a news consumer. Written, television, podcast, and sadly, politics, which is just atrocious nowadays. I know, how could anybody think that was interesting? I find it fascinating. And so I do enjoy myself a good bit of news. And then, of course, basically my family, my partner, our pets, our life together, being outdoors. Again, Montana.